Two fourth-year students from Munster Technological University were recently honoured for a sustainable fashion project they developed. They explained to me a bit about the idea and their research about their peers' attitudes towards fast fashion. They started off by explaining the award they won.
So MTU Prize for Innovation, category winner 2024, and the category we won was Most Positive Environmental Impact Award.
My name is Rebecca Coffey, and this is my co-partner, Martina Nowoszelska, and we are fourth-year marketing students here at MTU Tralee. So we have created a concept of a business called Rethread Designs, and this came about to us this year, but the background to it came across to us last semester when we were doing a project in brand marketing, and we decided to do it on a fast fashion company. And the results, I suppose, we found from there helped us to come up with the concept for this year's innovation. And that was part also of our strategic marketing module with our lecturer Anne Sayers. So we decided to come up with this concept called Rethread Designs. So Rethread Designs is an app that uses AI, and we are able to, I suppose, repurpose your clothes. So you have two options. You can either send it to us and we will repurpose it, or we can send it back to you and you can repurpose it. And it also kind of creates those creative skills, I guess.
Martina, I might just ask you what you submitted.
So we submitted our business plan or concept alongside some prototypes, such as like how we would take your old dress from, I don't know, your Debs or something, and create it into something you would wear on a daily basis. We had presented it in front of a board.
Would you personally have an interest in fast fashion?
Yeah, look, I suppose our generation, I think it was especially seen when we were in secondary school, when climate change started coming around, it was a big deal. Fast fashion was a big deal. And you look at things like junk couture, and that's really, really big in secondary level schools. And here in the college ourselves, like, we've had vintage pop-ups and things. So definitely people are trying to be more sustainable in what they are purchasing. But like, I suppose it's such a big industry and it's got such a huge market segment, and it's so competitive as well. But I suppose what we're trying to kind of come across is the sense that people should definitely be a bit more, I suppose, when they're buying things, do they really need it? They have to be that bit more in tune, I suppose, with sustainability and stuff. But I think that's definitely seen in our generation, because when we did the primary research, a lot of people were we did a lot with college students here, and they were really, really interested. Especially, there's this kind of culture of wear things once, and that's really seen in kind of formal settings, buying dresses for 21sts and 18ths and christenings and weddings and things like that. But what we are looking to do is, if you have a really nice dress and like you only wear it once, why don't you repurpose that into a top or into jeans or something like that, you know, pants that you would rewear over and over again. So definitely, like, we don't see fast fashion stopping anytime soon, but if we can help prevent people purchasing because things are so cheap, then that would be a great help.
And Martina, I might just ask you, would you consider pursuing this project further and trying to turn it into a real business at some point?
If we maybe got some kind of funding for this, we definitely would, once we're done with our studies. As it's like, there's definitely the market for it. You know, we would be combating fast fashion. Alongside, we found out that a lot of charity shops throw out donated clothing with just minor holes or something. So we would be able to repurpose all that material that is perfectly good except for one minor imperfection, yeah.
You mentioned there about your primary research. So I take it a lot of work went into this project.
We only really started in January when we came back from college, because this is when we, or came back from Christmas, because this is when we first found out about this innovation. But I suppose we were able to use our secondary research as well from our last project. So, like, I suppose the timeline in itself, it's, we've had the information since about September of last year, but it's only really all accumulated into this business within, I suppose, since January, really. But, you know, when we were speaking to the board, they saw a great educational concept in this. It's a great business. We're not sure if we could go on with it because, obviously, we're fourth-year students and we have other commitments, but it's definitely a great educational concept for us to pursue and hopefully roll out into colleges and secondary schools and things like that. It would be nice.
We would definitely recommend more of the students, especially here from the Kerry campus, to get involved in it, as it's such a great learning opportunity. Like, there is a lot of work to put into it, but what you get out of it, the experience and the lovely prize and just a day out in Cork and seeing all the other innovations, excellent, really, and definitely recommend it to all of the students here.
Yeah, just to echo there what Martina was saying, I mean, what students present in terms of projects, especially in the three or four years you're here, it's nice to be commended, I suppose, for something that's only really an idea project. It's an educational piece. And it's nice to be commended for that in a bigger way. And, like, again, our lecturer, Anne Sears, she was the one who helped us go forward for this. So we wouldn't have known about it, really, and we wouldn't have won.
Do you feel like working on this has changed your own outlook on sustainability?
Well, personally, like, starting back last semester when we did the project on a fast fashion company, it's a really big one that I would just go into and don't think about it twice, get a load of clothes. But now that I realize what impact it has, and instead of dumping it out, I'm collecting it and seeing, can I reuse it? Can I maybe just play around with some fashion ideas myself? It definitely did kind of highlight to me how important it is to reuse the fabric rather than just sending it to the dump.
Yeah, look, I suppose it's the economy in itself as well. When we see cheaper clothes, we're just drawn to that and we purchase. But I suppose it's thinking about as well when where these clothes go. You know, even if you're giving them to charity shops can't take everything. So, you know, if you have something that even has a hole in it or something, just repurposing that and either making it into something new or just fixing it up, you know, instead of throwing it out and buying it, which, again, we can all do because clothes are so affordable now.